For a relatively small Central European country of over 10 million people, the Czech Republic is doing its share to help needy children in Africa. Over the past 4 years, Czechs have donated over 7 million crowns, that is $321,000 per year, to UNICEF, and Czech donations make up 3% of the annual $12 million UNICEF budget in Rwanda. Although the wounds of the genocide in Rwanda are slowly healing, over 60% of the country's 8.2 million inhabitants live below the poverty line, and more than half of Rwanda's total population is younger than 18. Over 3 years ago, the Czech branch of UNICEF chose Rwanda as its target country for aid, and Pavla Gomba, director of Czech UNICEF, explains how that decision came about and why the association continues.
Well, I must say that it's only, let's say, 20% of our budget of what we raise here in the Czech Republic, because 80% are meant for either emergencies or development projects that are not very attractive for the private donors, like, for example, education. But we can earmark 20% of the funds we raise here. And when we were in a situation of choosing the country, the priority country for us, we considered several criteria. One of them was the size of the country and the size of the population. And we preferred rather a smaller country, because we are a small country ourselves. And we thought that if we helped in India or China, anything would be just a drop in a sea. Another criteria was how much Czechs know about the country, because there are countries with urgent needs, but Czechs don't know about them. They are not high on the media. But Rwanda, because of the genocide, was still high on people's minds. And the third criteria was the needs of children in the country and their situation, how urgent it is, how much they need help, and also how much support they receive from other countries. And what we see all around the world is that when there is an emergency, most of the countries usually receive substantial funds, except for some countries in sub-Saharan Africa, just Sudan, for example, right now. So the donors tend to support countries that they see on TV or hear about on the radio. But then in, let's say, 3-4 years, when the situation is better, people tend to forget about these countries. And Rwanda is a typical example of such a country. The genocide is over. It's not very high on the media, but still the needs are there. And there is the whole generation of orphans that grow up. They were witnesses of extreme violence. Many of them were even raped. They still have trauma, and they need support from us.
How long has Czech UNICEF been involved in Rwanda, and what concretely is happening on the ground there?
This is our fourth year of support to Rwanda. And we have supported two types of projects. The starting point was the support to street children and genocide orphans, very vulnerable children. But then we moved to support of water and sanitation programs, because these are programs that support the whole community, including the community of orphans and vulnerable children. One could say that it's too little to drill a well. But this project is designed so that it also supports nutrition, because when there is water, we can build a school canteen and children received some daily meal. And the wells are usually built at schools. So children, instead of walking long distances with the jerry cans for water that is not safe, they go to school, they stay at school, and they bring clean water home. So it has overlaps to nutrition and education.
As Pavla Gomba stresses, focusing Czech aid in one location is bringing real results. In January 2004, Binto Kieta was appointed UNICEF country representative in Rwanda, and she's currently visiting the UNICEF offices in Prague, where we met and I asked her to explain what Czech aid is doing for children on the ground in Rwanda.
Concretely, we received over 4 years more than $300,000, and concretely it means that more than 20,000 people have been helped with this money. 10,000 pupils in school, in 5 primary schools, 2 health centers, which is a lot, and 10,000 people in community, which means that with this amount of money, we have water in schools, water in community, we have wash end points in schools. We are even collecting water, the rain coming through the roof in schools, which is a good example for people to do in their own house. And we have also a separate latrine for boys and girls, which means that more girls can afford to go to school and not miss any day of school.
Ms. Kieta revealed that while 94% of Rwanda's children enroll in primary school, only half of them complete their basic education. Yet, with improved sanitary conditions in school, the chances that girls, especially, will finish their studies is significantly higher. So while Czech aid to Rwanda has not eliminated child labor and vast poverty in the Central African state, it's clear that some things are changing for the better.